Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
What's up, what's up? You are listening to Tanika Drake. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Don't forget to come back every single day, every single week, and every single 60 minutes, 5 seconds, 24 hours, yada yada, to listen to Tanika Drake, because you might just learn something. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Speaks the truth. Peace.
You are here working in the mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in the mist. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
God's gift through his word, and here is your host, T. Drake, and be sure to tune in on your favorite podcast platform daily for more inspiration.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? I hope you're having an amazing day. Happy Monday to you. Happy, happy Monday. So I am excited to be here with you guys. And really quickly, before we get into our message, I hope you guys are having an amazing day, of course. But I had someone on the other night, which is on yesterday, a gentleman named the Master Blaster. And he had come over to just help me do some stuff, trying some things out. So if you hear a different voice, that would be who you are hearing. And I don't know if we're going to be doing more episodes or whatnot. They were very short and just stuff we were trying out. So I'm just opening up this platform to bring in more people. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not really sure, but I'm definitely open to just helping more people get on the platform and share, and that's what I want to do. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and get into prayer and then we'll get into the show and we'll have a great day. Okay, so let's go ahead and pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing brand new day. Lord, I just thank you for the refreshment of the day, Lord God, and that you have woken me up to a brand new day that wasn't promised. Lord, I thank you for all the listeners far and near, Lord God, and I just pray that you would just help them in their life as they go about their days. And Lord, I'm just so thankful and grateful to you, Lord. Thank you that you are God that just never changes. You are always the same. And Lord, whatever obstacles we find ourselves coming up against, Lord, we know that we can overcome it with the help of who you are and what you have provided for us. So Lord, I'm just so thankful. And Lord, thank you that we have a place to share and that others would come and listen. Lord, it is my hope, Lord, that I would decrease as your word and who you are increases, and Lord, that I share the Lord Jesus Christ with all those who would like to learn and be inspired, encouraged, and uplifted. Lord, this is all that I know at the moment to do. I'm going to be learning more, I know, but Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord, because you have brought me through some really hard places in my life, and you continue to just be that amazing God that just never has left me. You've never left me alone. Even when I thought I might be alone by myself in certain areas and certain instances in my life, God, you were never far off. So Lord, I'm just praying for those who need to feel your presence and are longing for you, Lord, and longing to know who you are. Lord, I'm just thankful, and I'm thankful for this podcast. I just pray that it grows and leaps and bounds and touches many people, many hearts, and it can encourage, inspire, uplift. And Lord, I pray that someone would listen and they would want to know, what must I do to be saved? Lord, you provide all different types of ways for us to interact and to connect. So Lord, I pray for those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ at the moment, Lord, that you would provide someone to them. And Lord, I thank you for your word. Your word will never return back void. So Lord God, lead us as you are a lamp to our feet and a light unto our paths. Lord, help us to grow, help us to mature, help us to learn, help us to share with all intentionality, because God, you are a God of intentionality. So let us be the same and let us do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Lord, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the redemptive work. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who always provides such an amazing gift, a gift I cannot pay for, a gift none of us can pay for. Lord, thank you. In the name of your Son Jesus, I pray. Amen. Alrighty, so before I get started, I want to share a quote. Yes, I do. And this one says, have faith in yourself and in the future. Ted Kennedy said that. So I wanted to start out with that one, because sometimes we lack a little bit of faith in ourselves. We know that we need to have faith in God, but then if we don't have faith in ourselves, we can't really do a lot because we don't believe that we can. So instead of walking in faith, we're walking in fear. And when we're walking in fear, we're disintegrating. And when we're disintegrating, we're not creating, therefore not doing what God would have us to do. So I want to encourage you on today, wherever you're at, that you don't be scared. You know, don't be afraid, because we only have this one life to live. So whatever you're doing, with all intentionality and purpose, do your best to do and move and go forward. Now, sidebar. Now I'm going to just go jump over to what we're talking about today. And we're probably going to be in this chapter for a little bit. And I'm going to be starting with Ephesians, the sixth chapter. And we'll be using for today the 10th through the 12th verses. And we're going to talk about stop fighting people. So have you ever been at, I don't know, just take a random place, either store or maybe the gas station, and you're minding your business and someone has just a nasty disposition towards you. You're not doing anything, but here they go, coming up to you, just going off, and Like, wait a minute, what the what? Hello, excuse me? Do you need like 5 steps of calm down quickly? Now, I don't know if you've been in a situation like that where people start calling you out your name and all kind of stuff. I've been there where people are just not so kind. And we live in a world where people are not so kind. For a lack of a better terminology, I'm going to use that because it sounds really decent. But we have people in the world that are not kind. And we have to understand that there is an invisible enemy that is utilizing people against one another. And sometimes we forget, or we might put that out of our head because they're the ones that we see right in front of us. So we want to get up in their face and be like, you can't talk to me like this. And here we go, fighting and arguing and carrying on. And we're fighting people, but there is an invisible enemy utilizing that person. Yeah, he's out there. And you know who we're talking about. We're talking about the enemy. We're talking about Satan. So let's jump right in. Let's go ahead and jump to our verse, and then we'll just talk about it. We won't change anything that the word says, because we're not to do that. We're just going to share, and here we go. So Ephesians 6, 10 through the 12th verses, and it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now, that being said, that means there is a lot of spiritual forces going on that we cannot see, that is moving people to do certain things and act certain ways. And we have to be very mindful and cognizant of that. Sometimes we don't, because I know sometimes I'm not cognizant of, like, there's some kind of spiritual force. I'm just like, oh no, you're not going to talk to me like that. Not today. But we have to remember that. We have to remember that we are to always be mindful that we put on the full armor of God. And we'll talk about the rest of the passage over this week coming up here. So we may get into it with people. Do we know the person is not the issue? Sometimes we don't remember that the person is not the issue. It is what is driving that person to be wicked or mean. Which, when I went to service on yesterday, I heard a little bit about this, because we were in Luke and we were talking about Jesus talking to the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees and who he was and who he is and him being the chief cornerstone. And I was learning a lot, and I was saying, like, you know what? That's so true. Which that has been shared to me for a long time about other people or anybody who comes to you and they're not being kind, they're being kind of wicked and just really rubbing you the wrong way with a nasty attitude. They're just getting you, okay? They're just really just, why are they messing with you, coming up in your face? Just why? Go sit down somewhere and have several seats, please. But no, they don't want to do that. They just want to keep up in your face and start making accusations, dragging your name, just dragging you for no good reason, dragging you for filth, they would call it. Just want to drag you. And you're wondering, like, what in the world is going on? And you know what? It can at times slip from our minds as we don't always remember that, hey, there is an invisible enemy and he's not going to stop attacking. He's not going to stop utilizing whatever he can. If he's going to use the flesh, he's going to use the flesh for yourself, like against yourself, your personal flesh. And he's going to use the outside flesh, other people to attack and other incidences and all that stuff. But he is going to use people to attack, and he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop doing that. So when we think we're going to have it nice, easy breezy, just walking through life and, oh, nobody's going to say anything, trust and believe that's not true. That would be living in a false la-la land. So it is really great when we can remember and understand and recall in that moment in that moment that this person is just operating in a spiritual place that is obviously not a good one. Now, you're not going to always remember that, of course. If you can, that's amazing if you have the calm. I'm going to share a story in a little bit, but if you have that calm, you definitely know that something is not from, of course, the Lord, because the person wouldn't be acting like that if they were a believer. And remember, we are in the world, but not of it. So there are other people that have not said yes to Christ. Therefore, they will be acting a certain kind of way. I'm not saying everybody, but the ones who want to really be wicked, you will know who they are. They will make themselves known. So it is really great when we can understand about the enemy and remember about that. It's such a good thing. And it is definitely 100% up to us as an individual that's coming, that person is in contact with. It's 100% up to us in how we react and respond. Now, we have the responsibility as to how to act towards that person in a given situation. And sometimes, depending on who we are, sometimes our personalities are who we have become over the years, may not just take things just so easy. We might have to say a couple of things. Hopefully they're not choice words, but if they are, God forgive me, is what I would hope that you would say. But it is true that we are fighting people, and there is that invisible enemy lying behind what they're doing and what's continuously driving them to be that way. So we do have to remember that the battle that we are facing, that we are in, because there's spiritual war going on, and the battle belongs to who? I'll wait. Okay, you guys know it. The battle belongs to the Lord, right? So he's given us authority and power in Lord Jesus Christ to really just be able to overcome a lot of things. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's not saying it's going to be a cakewalk, like you're not going to have any challenges. I'm not saying that. But we do have the power. There are going to be times when there's things that we are going to struggle with. That doesn't mean that you've lost. That doesn't mean that you are defeated. You can still yet overcome, because God has given you the spirit of victory. You're an overcomer. And more than that, you can do this. You can just overcome a lot of obstacles. They are challenging, but you can do it, obviously, because you are a believer. You're a believer and a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got this. So I wanted to share a story with you guys, and it's not a long story, but I just want to share a short story. So over last week, I had taken my kids over to my family's house, and well, one of my family members, I like to keep it like that, just so I don't out anybody for keeping everybody just safe until later on, I don't know. But anyway, I took my kids over to my family member's house, and when I was over there and picking them up, because I had a personal appointment, when I came back and picking them up, I realized that I was in an engagement of sorts of a kind of talk where I could feel myself becoming not frustrated, but irritated. I was becoming very irritated. And when I become irritable, I can become angry, and I could say some things. However, I knew at that moment in time that I said I could not in my head. I could not, because I'm working on keeping what I've always done. If I don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. And I just felt myself rising up to want to speak and say something. Said, no, don't do that. So I gathered my kids up, and I did feel myself getting a little razzed, you know, getting a little hot under the collar, but I kept my calm. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't say anything, you know, snappy, nothing sarcastic, no facetiousness, nothing rude, just, you know, gathered them up. And I had to remove myself from that situation and really apologize to my kids, because working on the personal self-development, learning how to live from the inside out, that meaning that outside influences, outside people really should not be able to razzle you and change how you really feel, although I am still working on that, truly. And in this instance, I did okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, I was kind of like a 5. I have some growth and work to do. However, after I removed myself and I got a chance to talk to my children alone, I had to apologize to them because I started taking it out on them and they didn't do anything. So we have to just be mindful and cognizant of the things that we engage in, because somebody could say something to you, get you upset, get you angry because they're being wicked and mean and vicious. And you go take that out on your wife or your husband or your kids. And they're like, hey, we didn't do anything. Why are you yelling at us? Why are you going off on us? We haven't done anything. We're just sitting here, or we're just going out and having a nice time walking around the park. And you just over there just scowling and being mean. Like, what happened to you? So, excuse me. Pardon me for that. I didn't catch it quick enough. But when we go through these different things, we just have to remember what the Lord has said in the Word, that we need to remember that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And that there will be strong opposition to anything. And so in verse 12, I'm going to read something to you guys. And it says, a caution against lashing out against human opponents as though they were real, as though they were the real enemy, and also against assuming that the battle can be fought using merely human resources, which we sometimes think that we can conquer things by just, you know, fist to cuff sometimes, or having the last word, or making sure that it's really snippy and really witty to make somebody feel bad. Like, that's not what we're to do. And I know it can be challenging and hard. We live in a world where there's just a lot of things that are said that are mean, flat out. They're mean and they're harsh. However, we gotta rise above that, rise above the negativity. And I know it's not just positive thinking and positive affirmations. It's really practicing walking out those different behaviors of having calm, having peace, having joy and love for all humanity, and just having kindness, and just being able to have that self-control, which a lot of these things, if you hear me speaking of them, and patience and long-suffering, if you hear me speaking of those things, those are characteristics of what? Fruits of the Spirit. Yes, good job. Awesome. You have been paying attention. Not in this episode, because I haven't spoke about it now until now, but I spoke about fruits of the Spirit in some far episodes prior. However, when we have those things, we can muster up the self-control to watch our little tongue. Because remember, our tongue can say some things and you'll be like, whoa, did I say that? You did. Yes, you did. In fact, you did. So remember, we need to stop fighting people and remember who our fight really is with. Our fight is really with the enemy, and he will use whatever tactics, and just like the Word said, whatever schemes, whatever tricks, whatever lies of deceit that he wants to use, he will use them to come against you in all ways. So just remember, stop fighting people. Instead, remember who's driving that person, that individual, and you pray and you be cognizant and mindful and be careful what you say as well. Because remember what the Word also says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So hopefully you've been putting inside yourself positive things so that when you speak out of your heart, whatever has been put inside you, you've been pouring in good things, so that when you say something, you might say, you know what, that's okay, you're talking smack to me, but have a blessed day, and you walk off. Or you say something like, you know what, that's interesting, take care, whatever you want to say. You just are saying something else. You're saying something else. And at times we don't always have the liberty, I guess, in different types of circumstances to say something like that, but just really being 100% mindful the best that we can. We're not perfect, but we can really do our utmost best to watch and guard what we say and to whom we say it to and how we say it, because how always affects somebody. You might think, well, they're being mean to me. I'm glad I told them where to go. No, you shouldn't be glad you told them where to go. What? What? That's not what we do. So just remember, we're not fighting people here. We're fighting an enemy. So I'm just going to leave you guys with that. And I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in and listening. And I hope you guys enjoy the Master Blaster being on here. I don't know. I'm going to bring some other people on too and have some more guests on throughout this podcast, because it's been really a fun ride. So I am looking forward to growing and seeing how this year shapes out, because hey, it's February and you know, I don't know, people are seeing hearts right now. Do you guys know what that's about? I'm sure you do. Anyhow, I want to thank you guys for being here on today. And remember, we're not fighting people. We're fighting an enemy. And he utilizes all different types of tricks and schemes. So be mindful, guard your heart, guard your mind, and always have on the full armor of God. And we'll talk more about that on tomorrow with all being well. So I'm going to get out of here. A big kiss from me to you. And remember what I always say. I love you, but God loves you way more. And also, please remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. So go out there, be amazing, be encouraged. And remember, God's got your back 100,000%. You don't have to fear. So stand tall, put your chest out, and just get to marching and just do what you do. So take care and thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you guys so much. Take care. God bless.
What's going on? This is Ann Capone. And I don't go a day without listening to God's gift through his word with Tanika Drake. Keep listening.
Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations, tuning into Miss Tanika Drake on God's gift through his word. Continue to listen to this woman of God. She has a lot of good information, and she breaks down the word small enough for you to be able to digest it slowly but surely. So continue to listen to Tanika Drake on God's gift through his word, where you will be inspired, encouraged, and uplift to becoming all that you were predestined to be. Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations. You guys have an awesome day. God bless.
Tanika, good morning. Happy Monday. Oh, I'm so elated right now. It was beautiful just to hear your voice. And I always, even though maybe once or twice, just to hear your voice or, you know, just listen to what you have to offer as a gift for me every day. And yes, I will acknowledge everyone, because I feel that in spite of everything that we have going on, just as long as we have faith within ourselves and we believe in God, things happen for a reason. You know, there is perseverance, there is resilience. And thank you so much for just sending me a message, beautiful. You made my day. And I had to share it, so I just wanted to let you know, rock on, and I love you.
Wow, what a great reminder of how important our relationship with God is, because when our relationship with him is good, then everything else really doesn't matter that much, because if he is for us, who can be against us? The last thing we want is that our relationship with God to slowly fall apart and fade away. Let's put our priority back on him, because everything else will fall into place. because nothing else matters near as much as that relationship. Thanks so much for this podcast, and keep the good content coming.
Good day, T-Drake. This is your friend, Orson Welles, speaking to you from the Mercury Theater with the Mercury Theater Players. We've all just done our very first radio broadcast of War of the Worlds, and we thought we'd take some time out to let you know how much we listen to your podcast day in and day out here in the Mercury Theater. Lots of people think that what you're doing is dynamic, and otherwise incredible. Please continue doing what you normally do, and I can assure you, you will have an audience who listens attentively.
Tuning in. Today's episode was brought to you by the gift of finding God's love, guilt and shame turned into my shine. That book can be found on Walmart.com, Amazon.com, and Barnes and Noble. Definitely get your book now. And don't forget, you do not need to be hurt. So be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Happy reading, everyone.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk in Truth Radio Network, formerly known as Walk in Truth Radio Podcast. We've changed our name because we're expanding and growing around the world. We are looking for people who want to get the word of God out to the whole world. So we changed our name to fit what our mission is. We are Walk in Truth Radio Network. So if you have a podcast, a positive word, an encouraging word, an exaltation, or a prayer, please send it to us at sutton968@gmail.com or witmin@yahoo.com. But the most important thing, we want you to continue to pray for us. And also, while you're listening to me, go over to listen to my friend, Tanika Drake, my sister in Christ, and listen to her great show, God's Gift Through His Word. You'll hear more of her throughout the year. So thank you, bless you, and continue to listen to Walk in Truth Radio Network and God's Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake. You know what I say, I always want you to be encouraged, be blessed, and be at peace. And always remember, walk in truth.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed God's gift through His Word. Please don't forget to check me out on all the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbean, ListenNotes.com, LoftyCast.com, Radio Public, of course, and Spotify. There are tons more podcast platforms. You can definitely check me out on any of those that you feel to do. And please do not forget to get social with me. You can find me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Let me know how you found me. Let me know how we can get connected. And maybe you can also be a guest on the show. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon, whenever you tune into God's gift through His Word, from all the different countries and from all the different places where you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find this inspiring. I hope you find it motivating, and I hope it helps you just a little bit walk a little stronger in your faith with the Lord. Have an amazing day. Remember to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care, and thank you for tuning in.